From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Health officials in Wisconsin suspect that two healthcare workers there have contracted monkeypox from patients. If confirmed, these would be the first cases of human-to-human transmission in the U.S. Until now, the disease is thought to have been spread by pet prairie dogs, possibly infected in the first place by exotic African animals imported for sale as pets.
Yesterday, the government banned the sale of pet prairie dogs until further notice. Julie Erstein is the owner of the store Exotic Pets in Goddard, Kansas. She says until the monkeypox scare, prairie dogs were selling well.
The first shipment of them sold very quickly. We got our second shipment in about a month ago, almost a month ago today, actually. And these have not sold as quickly as the first batch. And, of course, now we're fielding a lot of questions about whether or not they're safe as pets.
I'll bet. Well, you're not allowed to sell them right now.
Actually, I've not been contacted by the USDA at all. I've just heard through the news that the ban is there, so until I hear, you know, otherwise, I figured, I better not sell them until this thing settles down. And to be honest, I have not had anyone, since the scare was in the news, try to purchase one. They ask a lot of questions about them, they play with them, they love them, and they're having a good time with them, but then they put them back down and not purchase them.
Are people trying to bring back the ones that they may have already gotten from you?
We've only had one person bring theirs back because they felt safe with theirs, but their friends and their neighbors and other family members did not feel comfortable with them having it, so they brought it back.
And you took it back?
Yes.
What do you tell people who are coming in with questions?
That's an isolated case, and that my particular prairie dogs that I have here have been cleared.
How are they cleared?
Well, they found out where the original prairie dogs were coming from, and mine did not come from there. And then they went to all of those wholesalers that were selling prairie dogs and visited with them and checked their records and their health certificates and verified that those are fine. And the individual that I purchased my prairie dogs from has called me and said the USDA has been out to his facility twice and has given him the okay that they are fine.
But at the same time, you have to hang on to the ones that you still have. How many do you have?
I've got about 7 or 8 of them left here right now.
How are they doing?
They're doing just fine.
How do you explain that prairie dogs have become popular out there? I would think that they're very common in the wild, and it might not necessarily be the kind of animal that somebody would want to see more of at home.
Well, they actually make awesome pets. We've got quite a few people who have had their prairie dogs for 4 years or more. You get them when they're very young and raise them with the family and give them lots of love and attention, and they really kind of bond with the family and become very loving, sweet pets.
There are scientists, though, who say that there are animals that are considered exotic animals that should remain in the wild, and that what we're seeing now with monkeypox is an example of what happens when animals that shouldn't be made pets are made to be pets.
You know, I don't think really the prairie dogs are the culprits or the problems that we need to look at. I think it's husbandry techniques and how you're keeping your animals and whether you're exposing an ill animal to other animals.
Mm-hmm. What do you see happening from here?
Yeah, it's scary to me to think what might happen from here. We really enjoy these animals. Our customers who purchase them really enjoy and love these animals. And it's scary to think that an isolated incident that could get blown so far out of proportion to damage the pet trade and keep people from keeping the animals that they love.
Okay, well, Julie Erstein, thanks very much.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Julie Erstein owns the store Exotic Pets in Goddard, Kansas.